Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
And welcome to our last program before Christmas, just a few days away. And coincidentally, it's our last program of the year as we bid goodbye to 2023 and a year of Pioneer Valley Radio. And we set our sights on the new year, 2024, and I hope we're together for that year for more success. Mark Auerbach will join us a little bit later in the program, and also we'll tell you why some folks like to put a pickle on their Christmas tree. But first, Mercy Medical Center working with the Department of Fire Services to offer cancer screenings to Mass firefighters who meet certain criteria. The criteria includes firefighters who have been on the job for at least 10 years and who are at least 40 years old. At the time of screening, there could be no clinical symptoms of chest disease such as cough, excessive sputum production, or shortness of breath. Applications must be submitted through the Department of Fire Services. Now, to make sure you're eligible for this program, if you are deemed eligible, the Department of Fire Services will provide you with a voucher for each screening. Print the voucher, bring it with you on the day of your studies. Once you are deemed eligible and have the voucher, you can call Mercy's Firefighter Cancer Screening Program to schedule an appointment. That's 748-9608, 748-9608. Mayor Sarno and Superintendent Daniel Warwick have announced their intentions to advance initial plans to build a new German Herrera school in the North End neighborhood. The new Herrera school project will bring the total amount invested into building new schools and renovations for existing schools in Springfield to over $1 billion, the most in the Commonwealth. This announcement follows a meeting Mayor Sarno, Superintendent Warwick, and other officials had with State Building Authority Deb Goldberg and the Massachusetts School Building Authority on Wednesday the 14th to discuss the district's financial and community readiness to enter the MSBA Capital Pipeline Plan and feasibility study phase for building a new Herrera school. The Department of Agriculture alerting consumers to a massive chicken recall. Now, I don't mean just a big chicken. I mean massive in the sense of the scope of the recall. Simmons Prepared Foods Incorporated is recalling more than 26,000 pounds of TGI Friday's boneless chicken bites. The products may be contaminated with pieces of clear, hard plastic, and there have been no reports of injuries. The items were produced on October 3rd and were shipped to retail locations nationwide. The recall covers 15-ounce cartons of TGI Friday's Boneless Chicken Bites Honey Barbecue Flavor. Chicopee Police Association selling a special edition holiday coin. And these coins are $10 each, and they're available at the window in the main lobby of the police station from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And the proceeds from the sales will go toward our 2024 Toy Drive. Now, if you'd like a coin and you're not able to make it to the station, please email Todiorne, T-O-D-I-O-R-N-E, at ChicopeePolice.com to arrange for shipping. An additional fee will suffer. Apparently, a vehicle has crashed into the side of retired State Rep. Joe Wagner's Chicopee home. Now, according to Joe, no one was hurt. Wasn't he the transportation secretary at one point? That's a bit of holiday irony. I'm glad all are okay. For the fourth time this year, the Powerball jackpot has surpassed $500 million, reaching $543 million ahead of Monday night's drawing. Now, there were no grand prize winners in that drawing, but two tickets, one each in North Carolina and New York, matched five numbers to win 1 million prizes. Powerball officials now estimate the jackpot to be $572 million, with a cash value of $286.7 million ahead of Wednesday night's drawing. The cash payout is worth about $286.7 million in this drawing. It's the amount of money Powerball officials believe they have in the prize pool at the time of the drawing, which would be enough to fund the annuity option. The annuitized amount is the $572 million that you'll see advertised most. Now, if you select the annuity option, you'll get a one-time payment, followed by 29 annual payments that increase by 5% each year. At best, a winner for the current Powerball jackpot would take home $180.7 million with a cash option, or $361.5 million overall, with the annuitized payments. That's according to calculations by USA Mega. And this is true for the 9 states that do not have a local lottery tax. I think the $180 million would tide me over. No need to be greedy. More than 300,000 air fryers sold at popular retail stores are being recalled. According to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, Empower Brands is recalling 2 models of their air fryers. Now, the agency has received more than 40 reports of the food baskets breaking apart during use, including 3 reports of burns. Now, according to the alert, the plastic connector that's used to connect the 2 baskets inside the units can break during use, and as a result, pose a burn hazard. The recall applies to air fryers labeled Power XL Vortex Dual Basket Air Fryer model numbers DUAF-005 and DUAF-10. They come in black or cinnamon colors. The recalled air fryers were sold at popular retail stores such as Walmart and Target and Kohl's between August and October of this year. Consumers can receive a full refund by contacting Empower Brands. Top off your tank now. Holiday travel is predicted to increase this year as gas prices are expected to rise through the end of the year. Now, these are stations offering gas at $2.99 or less Wednesday. However, the national price of gasoline is projected to be $3.09 on Christmas Day. That's according to Gas Buddy. The national average down nearly 80 cents per gallon from earlier in the fall, when it was up as high as $3.85 per gallon. Gas prices in Springfield have dropped to an average of $3.07 a gallon. That comes from Gas Buddy as well. And those reports are after a survey of 257 stations in Springfield had been conducted. The cheapest gas that we were able to unearth in Springfield was priced at $2.81 a gallon. And the most expensive station, $3.49 a gallon. Do you place a pickle on your Christmas tree? Well, many do. And I'll tell you where this tradition comes from and what's behind it right after a holiday visit with Mark Auerbach. Mark?
The Paul Winter Consort with Teresa Thompson celebrates the arrival of the winter solstice with 2 performances on December 22nd at Bombix in Florence. For details, bombix.live. Connecticut Ballet, under the artistic direction of Brett Raphael, will bring its production of The Nutcracker to the Bushnell December 22nd and 23rd. The production features principal dancers from New York City Ballet, American Ballet Theater, and Pennsylvania Ballet in the signature roles of the Sugar Plum Fairy and her Cavalier. For details, bushnell.org. Enter the Haggis, the Toronto-based band, performs December 30th and 31st at Gateway City Arts in Holyoke. For details, gatewaycityarts.com. First Night Northampton has become a tradition in the region. On December 31st, they'll present their 39th edition of the family-friendly event, which programs arts of all genres in venues throughout Paradise City. Arch guitarist Peter Blanchett, The Classicals, The Expandable Brass Band, The Grays, and more are on the menu. For details, firstnightnorthampton.org. Here You Come Again, the musical inspired by Dolly Parton's music, was a big hit at Goodspeed's Terrace Theater last summer. According to Facebook posts by the production's co-creator and star, the musical is moving to Leeds in England for performances July 4th through August 3rd. It will bring you more details on that as it happens, but this is one of the first shows that opened here in the Valley move on to the United Kingdom. Historic Deerfield will be open all winter with indoor activities. The Flint Center for Early American Life features free admission through February 4th. A February school vacation week program is underway. Hearth cooking demonstrations and more. For details, historic-deerfield.org. And the Community Music School of Springfield announced that its children's chorus have been invited to perform for Governor Maura Healey at the State House on December 11th. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. A pickle on the tree. The tradition goes like this. On Christmas Eve, parents put a pickle ornament on the family Christmas tree. On Christmas morning, the first child to find the pickle gets to open the first gift and receives a special present, or gets to hand out the gifts to other family members to open. The Christmas pickle is originally called Weihnachtsgurk, a German word, obviously, which makes many people think it originated there, but modern Germans don't follow this custom, so that's unlikely. But many pickle ornaments are made in Germany, but only to be exported to other countries. No matter how pickle ornaments became popular, this tradition is likely to be a hit with your kids. A pickle ornament can also be a great gift to someone to help them start this fun tradition with their family. There you go. Now you know all about Weihnachtsgurk. You may not be able to say it, but you know all about it. Thank you not only for being with me for our program today, but for all of our programs throughout the course of the year. I so appreciate it, and I wish you a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate. I hope you have the spirit of the season intact, and a very happy and healthy New Year to you. Stay with Pioneer Valley Radio. We're coming back, and I'll see you next year in 2024.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.